Begin transmission.
Eso no es muy bueno para mí. Si quiero retenerla entre mis brazos, será mejor.
Yeah, that's enough of that. It's 1930 UTC. That means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. Ugh, and I can barely get out of my car. There we go. And I'm parked in the shade here at Heron Haven, and I get out of my car, and look what's sitting right here, some poops. What do you want to bet that is some raccoon poop right there? It doesn't quite look like fox poop. So I'm going with raccoon. Oh boy. Ugh. Oh, I can barely function today. That's okay. Gotta get moving. Alright, what am I doing? If you don't know who I am, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, the Dubious Goals Committee. And today's dubious goal is to see if we can find some dudes here at Heron Haven. And, the sun is on me. Oh, look, here's some little footprints in the mud. What are these little footprints? That kind of looks like fox. Maybe we did have a fox here. Maybe that was fox poop back there. I'm walking towards the gate that leads to Mulhall's property. And I just want to look out here to see if there's any dudes. Plus I want to look under the gate into the culvert where those... Okay. Yeah, I got him. There's a Mati out there. I wanted to look in the culvert for the Mati, but as soon as I sort of got up here close enough... You know what? I think there's two Matis out there. Okay, I got one Mati. He's about, 40 meters out. He just saw me. He looked up. He said, okay, whatever. And then another, 20 or more, maybe 30 meters past him, I see another brown lump that's moving around. I think we've got two Matis out there. Two Matis for the price of one. Oh, look at those guys. They look kind of chubby. Starting to look a little bit chubby, getting ready for winter. Yeah, that's another Mat out there. We got two Mats. Two Mats, and we're only 2 minutes into the show. That's a Mat a minute. I wish we could get that kind of action every day. Oh. You know, if we go walking through the forest and look out the cut, we might be able to see that other Mati a little bit better. So, I've turned around. And we're going to go into the forest. I'm walking by the butterfly garden. Look at this bush. It has at least 10 butterflies on it. Crazy, crazy. It's butterfly season for sure around here. So many butterflies. It's ridiculous. I just walked through a little clutch of them. There was 5 just flying around. Here comes another one. Hi. Hi, butterflies. Okay. Time to change my glasses. Take off my sunglasses. Put on the normal glasses. Check the shed for any Mati action. No, no Matis under the shed. I think we know where the Matis are. Okay, so here I am where we were yesterday when we got... invaded by turkeys. Oh, that was great yesterday with those turkeys just walking up here. They came over to me and they said hi. And they said, bweep, 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 bweep. making their funny turkey noises. Oy. Oh, there's some fungus growing on this log that I've never noticed before. This is new and fresh. It's still running. No mushrooms out of that yet, but we'll have to keep an eye on it. See what becomes of that. Oh, it's a fairly lovely day. It's cool. It's about, 68, 70 degrees Fahrenheit. It's sunny. No real wind to speak of. And I got a rock in my shoe. It's working its way down. Gotta stop and deal with the rock. Take off shoe, shake shoe. I hope the rock fell out. I didn't see it. Put shoe back on, and yeah, apparently we're good. And I can see a web up ahead, so we're gonna have to get some sticks here. Get rid of the web. There we go. And keep walking. Oh, my foot's a little weird today, but that's okay. When is it not? Oy. Oh, and I just remembered, I gotta run some other errands today. I have to drive, well, not downtown, but in a downtownerly direction. And I gotta go to South Midtown. Okay, here we are at the crossroads. I'm walking through the cut that leads out to the Mulhalls property. I do not see our other marmot. He should be right. Oh, I think he must have moved. I think he's right over that ridge. Yep, there he goes. Oh, what's he running from? He's way out there. He's a good 60 meters away. And that chubby mott is running down. Look at him run. That chubby mott is running down the hedgerows. He's so chubby, he looks like a basset hound. Oh, what a chubster. And that wasn't the one we were looking for. That was the one that was closer to where we were. The other guy, who's kind of a little bit closer to us, he's only about 50 meters out. He's just sitting there on the ridge, eating some grass. I wonder what spooked that other dude. I doubt it was me. I'm really far away from him, but anyway. Yeah, he ran back to the creek or whatever. Chubby Chubster, he's still just hanging out up here. I wonder if we should walk up there, see what he's doing. I wonder if we can get, how close we can get to him. What's he doing? He's just hanging out, being a motty. Motting around on the ground. Ooh, I'm in the direct sun. I don't like it. I'm going to turn around. Alright, so I'll just leave our matis alone for today, I think. Get back in the shade. That was really funny watching that marmot run. They pack on so many pounds at this time of year that they start to get a little bit flabby. And when they run, their flab bounces, and it's pretty funny to watch. We watch the little shockwaves travel through the flab as they jog around. Oh, too funny. Marmots. You gotta love them. I know I do. So I'm back on the path, and we're gonna head out towards the boardwalk. See if we can find any other action, any other dudes. We have seen two marmots so far. That's pretty good. Okay, so here we are at the sub pond. Any dudes here in the sub pond? Just a couple butterflies. And I see a few frogs here and there. That guy's looking at me. What do we got over here? Any dudes back in here? No? No? Okay. So, I'll continue on the path and head out to the boardwalk. What's going on out here? I don't know how much time we're going to be able to spend out here on the boardwalk today, what with the sun. It's a little tolerable for a while. Ugh, it's already on me. I'm on the boardwalk. I'm walking out. Jeez, sun is hot today. And we're over the water. What do we got? Frogs. Frogs everywhere. I don't see any other dudes. I'm looking for scrats. I'm looking for turtles. Nothing. No ducks. No herons out here today. I don't see anything. So I'm turning around to get out of the sun. There's some frogs swimming around making interesting ripples. Making me look at them. Geez, it's a nice day as long as you're not in the sun. And I was drinking hot tea for breakfast. I left my house open overnight, and that was great. Dropped the temperature in my house down to about 70 degrees. That's good. Oh, ow. And I found out yesterday that I've gained 10 pounds since the last time I was weighed. I had to go to the doctor. And I was shocked when they weighed me. Well, actually, I wasn't, because for the last week or so, I thought to myself, am I gaining weight? Because my pants feel slightly tighter. I'd be putting on my pants in the morning, thinking, hey, am I gaining weight? Well, yeah, it turns out I have. And that may be a result of the enzymes I take. Just because I'm able to absorb food now, apparently. Well, here's an interesting yellow butterfly trying to attack my head. Hello. And he went somewhere else. I don't know, that wasn't a yellow frit. What, and it wasn't the yellow other type of dude. That was some kind of yellow butterfly that I was previously unfamiliar with. Walking across the land bridge, I'm looking down into the front of the billabong, and I don't see anything other than that yellow butterfly. So we'll walk into the back 40 here and go see what's up. Gotta find us some more dudes. Having a good dude day. Two marmots. And yesterday we had the six turkeys. It's getting to be some good dudage around here again. It's getting to be that time of year. Oh, ow, my foot. Okay, so into the wall blind we go. There's birds in the bushes. I think I'm walking through a couple webs here and there. Here and there. And as I look out over the back of the billabong, I don't see any dudes. There are some ripples in the water. So they've got some frog action. Some froggy frog action back there, but wait, what's that? I see some kind of gray lump, and I'm wondering, is that a scratty? No, I think it's too small, and it's not moving, but it's hard to tell. Is that just a bit of a stick sticking out? Yeah, it must be. Because whatever that is, it's not moving. Or maybe it's just Scratty sitting very, very still, but I don't think so. Maybe we'll have to come back here and look for it, and if it's still there, we'll know it's not a thing. Not a dude. But if it's gone... Yeah, it's hard to... Why can't I see it? Well, it's because it's in the shadow, and it's sort of dark to begin with. I can't tell if it is anything or not. A lot of froggy ripples back there, though. Yeah, but whatever that is that I'm seeing, it's not making any ripples. And even a scrat who's sort of being still will make ripples, so... So I'm walking out of the wall blind. And we're rounding Frog Harbor. We've got lots of little frogs down there. Ooh! Our bleeding fungus is bleeding just a little bit. Just a tiny bit around the edges. Little drops of red transparent latex. Looks like blood. Alright, so now we're gonna walk through the walnut corridor. And I can see another web ahead of me. We're gonna need a web stick for this. And I don't see any sticks around that we can use. So here's one back here. Yaga. Alright. Well, this stick is not good. But it will have to do. There we go. Took care of that web. And that one was right at head level. So we're walking along the walnut corridor. This is where all the walnut trees are. And tons of walnuts lay on the trail. So it's the walnut corridor. What are all these birds doing flying around? Are they just being birdie? Alright, we've come to the bend in the path. Hey, Mr. Squirrely. And this is where we like to check for deer. I don't see any. I see squirrels, I see birds. This web stick is gonna break, and it just broke. Back on the ground it goes. So what's with all these birds doing weird stuff? Maybe it's just my imagination. Oy. Alright, what's that? It's a squirrel trying to drop walnuts on me. That scared me. Because something went flip, flop, flop, flump. And landed right next to me, and I look up, and there's a squirrel in the tree. Trying to bomb me with walnuts. I will ignore him. Crazy squirrels. Okay, so now we approach the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And wow, there's nobody out here. There's not even any ducks hiding. Hey, did somebody just try to drop another walnut on me? I don't see any turtles. There must be some frogs down there. But there's nothing going on in this pond either. That's unusual. So we'll go out to the big blind. Maybe there'll be some ducks or some waterfowl out there. And we sure haven't seen any herons in a couple of days. Where's all of our heron buddies? Who knows? Well, actually, I have some pretty good guesses where our herons could be. Here I am walking by the vestigial wall. I wonder how long it'll be before this gets vandalized. And into the big blind we go. What is happening out here today? Okay, I see one goose. That's interesting. Aha, here we go. All right. We got one goose swimming around the far side of Goose Island. There's three ducks kind of following him. In the delta, there's nothing going on. There's nobody over there. Over here on the new log, we've got one duck sitting down. He's got a little turtle by him. Oh, wait, no, we've got another duck. We got another duck. We got two ducks sitting on the new log. Oh, there he goes. Before I even had a chance to talk about him. Where is he going? He's flying over there. Who are we talking about? Oh, he landed in a tree. Okay, so there was two ducks on the new log and two turtles, including one kind of big one, but not a snapper. And then up on the heron perch was that little heron again. And I might have spooked him by talking, because as I was sitting there looking at the ducks on the log, the heron on the heron perch, he jumped off and he flew over across the pond, and now he's way over there, but he landed in a tree again. So this is that odd heron. This is not Big Bluey. This is not Black Cap Chappie. This is that little guy. That guy who might be a yearling. He might have been born this spring. But he's a little blue heron. He's still pretty big. But he's considerably smaller than Big Bluey and Black Cap Chappie. And wow, I do not like standing in the direct sun here. I gotta find some shade. So there he is. He's still hanging out way over there on the other side of the lake in a tree. I can see him. He's got his profile showing. He looks like a very nice young blue heron. So yay. Saw one blue heron today. One fairly large western painted turtle. A small western painted turtle. Five ducks, one goose, and two marmots. Matties. Matties. Ooh, I do not like standing here. I'm turning around. Going back into the cool shade of the forest. Ah, so refreshing. Walking by this stupid wall again. I don't like it. It smells nice, don't get me wrong, being made of cedar planks. Oh, bet I hate that wall so much. Serves no purpose, it's just there for no reason. That's no reason to be there. Doo-doo-doo-loot. Walking back on the path here. Kind of checking for mushrooms in certain places where I have found mushrooms before. And as I cross this footbridge, see, this is a good area. In this area around here, there's a mycelium of that golf ball hamburger bun mushroom. But we're not getting any back here this year. But we had a real long summer. And we haven't had the fall rains and the fall temperatures very long. And usually at the end of August, we see those mushrooms start to pop up. But nothing. It's been kind of a strange year. In the sense that, you know, with the weather being so hot for so long, that has changed the normal pattern of fungal growth that we've grown accustomed to. It was just a squirrel. What's that up there? Oh, that's still that squirrel bombing. So there's a squirrel on a log right over here. He's looking at me. And then over here, there's a squirrel in a tree. Where is he? I don't see him. Whoa. There he is. I see you. Yeah, I know what you're doing. I know what you're thinking. Let's just keep on walking so we don't get walnuts dropped on us. because these squirrels are crazy. They think that's a pretty fun game for squirrels. Let's drop walnuts on people. That'll entertain us. Oh, did I somehow manage to get more web on me? Yes, web on my hand and on my arm. Webs, webs, webs. All right, so I'm back to the wall blind. I'm going to walk in here and see if that lump is still there. If the lump is gone, it was a dude. If the lump is still there, it was a stick or something. So, well, I don't know what to think. Because I don't see the lump. But yeah, no, I do see the lump. The sun has shifted. And there is light on that lump now. And it doesn't look anything like a scratty with light on it. It's a piece of one of these sticks that has fallen into the water. Ooh, yeah, with that fairly decent storm we had a few days ago, there was some decent winds, and so we did have limbs break off of trees. So there are some new sticks / logs in some of these ponds that weren't there a few days ago. Well, I'm kind of tired today. I should have stayed in bed. No, I shouldn't have. I'm not that tired. I went to bed at a decent hour. I went to bed shortly after 3 a.m. But then I woke up at 5:25. And that was annoying. But I did manage to go to sleep sometime after that. Alright, back walking across the land bridge. Nothing in the front half of the billabong. Nothing happening in the sub pond. The occasional leaf falling out of a tree. And that's about it. I'm looking through the cut. I can't see any of our marmots from this angle, but we know they're probably out there. We love our Matis. They're so Materific. Matis are good. Everybody loves Matis. And that's what I was thinking last night. I was thinking, you know, maybe I should get on the public access channel and make a show about marmots called World of Matis. Just get a lot of footage of marmots and have, you know, somebody narrating. I don't know if I would want to narrate my own show. Maybe I would. And talk about Matis for a half an hour every episode. Oh boy, that might be a good show. Get some Mati footage. Oh, I know I'd watch it. I don't know about anybody else, though. Well, so anyway, I'm about 10 steps from walking out of the forest here, and it's time for me to say that you have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day without exception at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I gotta go home, get something to drink, and then I gotta drive downtown. So, I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
このラジオショー、レディー、ヒアウィーゴー。